great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you are some messed up white people.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It'll be very, very important to us that you folks let us know you're out there today. See? Because all other radio stations basically want to just hang it up and go, well, nobody's listening because of, you know what, the baseball thing. We know that's not true. There are plenty of you, and let your voices be heard. Feel free to call us today. We'll keep you posted on the baseball score as we go along. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 16th of August. When does the time change? Isn't that this month?
I think it's this month.
November 3rd.
Really?
Yeah, it's in November. They pushed it back.
I don't want that to happen.
Didn't they talk about not doing that anymore?
Yeah, they talked about it. I wish they'd do it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Man, because you know what that means? Like in 3 weeks, it'll be dark when we get out of here.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
4:45 is sunset on November 3rd.
Too early.
It is.
Too early. Do we have any Burke segment? I'm going to give the phone numbers now, and I'm going to keep giving them, and we're going to find out who all is out there, because we know you're out there. Keep us company, will you? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We love first-time callers. If you've never talked to us before, we're not bad to talk to first time. It's not a horrible experience. I will mention this later, but I'll mention it now. I will be gone tomorrow. John Carney is going to pull a double duty. He's going to pull 6 straight hours tomorrow.
Whoa.
He's going to do his show, and then he's going to come in here. And he and I worked out a deal. I'm paying him to come in. He wanted $6,800. I negotiated down to $6,800.
What was your rebuttal?
My rebuttal was $100.
$68.
but we met somewhere in
the middle.
Yeah, we settled on the $6,800. And he'll be in tomorrow because I have the second of 4 eye surgeries tomorrow in Kansas City. So I'll be leaving right from here, hit the road, go to Kansas City, go to sleep, get up early. Because they like for you to be in those surgical places early. It's always early. You know, they never say, see you at 2 in the afternoon. I think they pretty much wrapped everything up by then.
Sometimes they do have surgeries in the afternoon.
I've never experienced
2 or 3. I haven't either. I've always had surgery early in the morning, but I know some people that have had it. But don't you have to stop eating? Like, remember they tell you, don't eat anything.
Well, for this
after
thing
midnight.
I'm doing, I can't eat. I have to, like, 6 hours before the procedure, I cannot have eaten anything. Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
It's not 12 or 24. Right. They just say, you know, for 6 hours prior, you cannot have had, I was in there 2 weeks
ago. What is that for? So you don't empty your bowels on the table?
No, they don't want you nauseated.
Yeah,
they don't want you getting nauseated in the middle of surgery.
The anesthetic.
But why would that just from...
Because, like Dan's right, the anesthetic can nauseate
you. With the food,
it
will make you...
If there's food in your stomach,
it makes you icy.
It can make you nauseated.
So it's not about number two at all.
And you can aspirate.
Yeah, and you know, here's another thing. This is a fantastic place. This refractive surgical place in Kent. Look at this phone. See, these people are there. They're with us. Our people are with us. Ball game or no ball game. But it's a great clinic. And I get the whole, we got to cover all the liability. I get all that. But man, they ask you stuff that can't possibly, I mean, how can it possibly have anything to do with whether or not they're going to operate on you? like family history and things like, I guess they all have a reason. But, man, you name it, and they covered it. Have you had this? Do you have this? Are you susceptible? Are you allergic to this? When's the last time you blah, blah, blah?
Right.
And what I don't, when they say, name every surgery you've ever had. Now, somebody would have to tell me why my tonsillectomy at 5 years of age has any bearing on anything. And it's,
I guess
it's
so funny. They know you don't have any tonsils?
I don't know, but sometimes it's funny because you'll say, depending on the office, the clinic, I have said before, do I really have to put every procedure I had, like appendix at 11? And they'll go, nah, just the last 5 years. And then other people go, yes, we need everything. So really, do you or don't you? I guess, again, it depends on what you're having done.
I had that, too. And they said, no, write everything down. I'm like, I don't remember the year or anything.
Well, how about this? 2 weeks ago, I'm there. They did the first procedure on the left eye. Tomorrow is the first procedure on the right eye. And they said to me, anything else? Is there any other procedure? And I said, well, I had throat surgery about 14, 15 years ago. I wrote that down. Now, I wanted to go, what is that? What can that possibly have to do with it?
How's that connected to my eyes?
I mean, it went fine. I can talk, and it's over.
Man, you know what? That's longer than that. That's probably because I worked with you at Kix.
Oh, you know what? It is longer than
that. That's like 22 years ago.
I think you're right. It was about 22 years ago. Oops, I lied on the phone. Because you know what? I don't. They ask you a year and the month that you had a procedure. I have no idea. Yeah. I know my appendix were out when I was 11, my tonsils were out when I was 5, and I had throat surgery, like Dan says. Yeah, it would have been 22 because it was the early 90s. Yeah. So it'd be about 22 years ago. But I don't really know the year. And then there's this HIPAA business, you know, where they're not allowed to talk to anybody about your stuff. So my son came to town last week to see. We have the same cardiologist. My son had heart surgery when he was 6 years old. He had open heart surgery. So he has to be checked, you know, every year or two, just to make sure things are okay. So he goes to the same guy who's my cardiologist, and I had just been in there. I had just been in to see him to get kind of, just to check up. And my son says, so how's my dad doing? And the doctor says, you'll have to ask him. They can't even know. They're not allowed now to even say, oh, he's doing great. Or, well, your dad needs to lose a couple more pounds. They will not comment. Because when I went to this place in Kansas City, I found it because of a friend of ours. She had some refractive surgery done. And I said to the doctor, I said, so is this a similar process to alleviate the stigmatism that you did on, and I mentioned our friend's name. He says, you'll have to ask her that. And that's her standard answer. They're not going to ask, they're not going to tell you anything, even about your own family member. That's HIPAA. And I guess I get it. There's a lot I don't get, but I guess I get that. How look at these phones.
Steve said he has the answer for you, why they want to know all the.
Well, I need to talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm fine. And the reason they want to know every surgery you have is they actually started this, I think, about 5 or 10 years ago. They want to find out what anesthesias you had reactions to and which ones you've done good with.
But how do they know from the procedure what anesthetic was used?
How by your medical records.
They don't
when
see.
When the anesthesiologist gives you anesthesia, they make notes on the medical record stating what type of anesthesia it was, if they gave you full, if they put you in what's known as twilight sleep, or if they use a local, and what type of reactions you had.
But you,
and they're asking you about foods, which could cause reactions with the anesthesia.
All right, Steve, here's the thing, though. I had my appendix out when I was 11. Are you going to tell me that in the course of 24 hours, from when I fill that out till they do the procedure, they found the doctor or hospital in Tennessee, Hicktown, when I was 11 years old to find out what anesthesia? There's no way.
Yeah, you don't write down where you had the surgery.
No, I didn't say where I had it or who the doctor was. I just said tonsillectomy at the age of 11. They can't possibly find out.
They have a fair idea what your anesthesias are used with tonsillectomy.
Okay.
I mean, just that certain things are used automatically. Plus, keep in mind, everything today is on computer, and it's possible that those medical records at that time could be on some computer database which the hospital can access.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah, it's obvious you know more about that. What do you do, by the way? How do you know this?
Well, I work for a medical tech company, and that's why I know that. I'm constantly in and out of hospitals. I do transport, different medical support, and human parts in that in some cases.
Okay, let me ask you one other question. Look, 2 weeks ago, when I was at this clinic 2 weeks ago, I'm waiting to be called. They come out and get you, and they take you back, and they prep you for the surgery. And I hadn't eaten because I did the six-hour thing. And I went up to the counter, and they had a bowl of mints, just like a Lifesavers. And I went to get one, and the lady said,
That's right.
She says,
don't you.
And I said, it's a mint. She says, no, not till after the procedure. Now,
they want your stomach completely empty, so if there's any type of problem or anything like that, they don't run into a problem. Or if you're under anesthesia and you start to choke or gag or anything like that, there's no obstructions whatsoever.
Okay.
In some cases, they may let you suck on ice, and in a lot of cases, they don't want you to eat 12 hours before the surgery.
Okay, but how could you choke during surgery on a mint that dissolved 2 hours before surgery? I mean, it's a mint.
I'm just telling you what they say. I mean, you know, I mean, like you know, give you a fair example.
Okay.
2 months ago, I had a hernia operation, and they told me not to eat 24 hours in advance. And I said, what about drinking water? They said, absolutely not.
Wow.
And this was, you know, I'm sure you know where you get hernias at. This has nothing to do with your digestive system at all. But if a mercy does come up or something like that, and they have to use like a respirator or something like that, and they have vomit or
juice
or something like that to deal with, it makes it very, very hard.
Okay,
That's why they do it.
All right, Steve, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime.
Steve sounded like he knew what he was talking about to me. Here's Vince, everybody. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Frank. Good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you, Vince.
You know, I've listened to this show, and I didn't realize how long I've been listening until the other day when you brought up something about, the old lady down there that always...
Bernice. Yeah.
And it's been 10 years since she passed away. My wife and I have been listening longer than that. I started listening
because
my dad listened.
Good for you. Yeah, she
did. And I think you're the best thing on the radio.
I'm sorry, what? What? What?
I think you guys are the best thing on the radio.
Okay, you know what? We just had something happen, and our system went down for just a second. I didn't get all of it. What'd you say again?
You are the best thing on the radio.
Okay, I heard that.
Oh. Great.
Thank you, Vince.
And the one thing that you just talked about, I didn't expect to talk about this, but when, you know, they don't want you to eat or drink that, but if you're in a car accident and rush to the hospital in an ambulance, they have no way to know it. They're going to go ahead and perform surgery on you anyway.
That's a great point, but you know, but that's a case where you don't have any choice. If there's been food in the system, you have no choice. You have to go through it.
Right.
If you have the choice of clearing the system and emptying the stomach, that's the preferred way to do it. So,
yeah.
But I know what you're saying. I think sometimes it's a bit extreme, but you know what? They have to be so overly cautious. Everybody sues everybody for everything.
Right, and you don't want people vomiting on you all day.
No. No, it's bad enough you're looking at their guts or their blood or whatever.
Or their hind ends.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, by the way, Vince, when it comes to that kind of surgery, anything up the butt, I can see where they don't want any food in.
No, don't eat for a week.
Don't eat for a month. Yeah, I don't want you blowing anything on me. Vince, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. I'm going to raise my son right and have him listen to you as well.
Listen to this guy.
Wow.
Thank you, Vince. Raise your son right.
Hey, yeah. I have a traffic bulletin.
All right. That would explain why I heard your voice, but I looked over and I didn't see you because you are obviously in the traffic center.
Yeah.
Now he's activated all the microphones. I can hear the hubbub. Dan, what's going on down there?
Well, Frank, one of our KTRS listeners called this in. 270 southbound, just south of Manchester, there's an accident, and it's in the far left lane, in the fast lane. So that's southbound 270. just south of Manchester.
All right.
I'll head back.
You've been warned.
Get in the tube.
Get in the tube and just get zapped back up here. Listen to this. This is pretty awesome. And
okay,
there,
I'm back.
And there he is. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me talk to Evelyn. Did I give the phone number? 314-9. I don't think it's 969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I just want to thank you for your programs. I enjoy them very much. I'm one of your older listeners.
Well, you may be one of the older listeners by some people's in some people's judgment, but to us, you're not, because if you were really old, you'd be listening to the other AM station. That's when you're really old. So you're not that old. You're in your mind, you're not old, because you like the same stupid crap we do. So that's a good thing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm 93. So.
What?
93. All right.
93. All right, Evelyn, I'll let you tell me why you called, and I have a couple of questions for you. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to thank you for all the enjoyment that I get when I listen to your program, and I think your people there are very nice.
Well, thank you. Are you a wealthy woman?
Well, yes, I am, because I'm still here on this earth.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
Well, what I was kind of getting at is if you're wealthy, you know, financially, if you have a lot of money, if you really like us, I'm just asking you to consider putting us in your will and altering it a little bit and leaving us a little something.
I mean,
they teach you if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
And obviously, Evelyn likes us. And wouldn't it be great if we got a letter from an attorney? And I don't know, Evelyn, your last name, but we learned it when the letter came from the attorney. And it said, Evelyn just felt like she wanted you guys to each have $100,000. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh, man, that would be great.
Just don't answer now. Just think about it, maybe. Now, Evelyn, that's really nice of you to call just to say how much you enjoy the show. And I'm going to ask you the same sort of goofy questions that everybody asks people once they make it this far. Do you think there's a reason that you made it to 93 that has anything to do with the way you've lived, or do you think it's just genetics?
No, I don't think it's genetics. My mom passed away at 64.
Oh, my goodness, 64.
Yeah, so.
And you made it to 93, so what...
So do you have a key to your success?
Yeah, what is your lifestyle? Were you ever married?
Yes, I have a wonderful daughter, and I was in the service.
And what branch?
In the wax, many years ago.
All right.
In 44 and 45.
Now, you were married. You've lost your husband, I guess?
Yes, he passed away, yes.
How long ago?
Oh, I can't remember how many years, but a long, long, long time.
And after that, did you have any boyfriends?
Well.
That means yes. You hesitated.
Yeah.
You hesitated.
Nothing
Evelyn.
You want to say publicly.
Evelyn, you hesitated. That means probably you had many, many boyfriends, and I'm sure you did because you're probably a funny person because you listen to this show. Now, do you drink?
No, I never did.
Never drank?
Never.
Smoke?
I used to smoke, yes.
And used to meaning how long and how much?
Oh, gosh. Well, when my daughter was born, I gave it up. I thought that's no good for her, so...
Yeah.
So how old's your daughter?
My daughter is 63.
So that's a long time ago.
Do you live alone, or do you live with somebody, or in a retirement place?
No, I'm alone.
You're alone. Good for you. You don't drive, do you?
No. I wouldn't do that to people.
I wouldn't do that to people.
No.
So who comes and checks on you? Your daughter?
Yes, all good. Yes, it's wonderful.
Well, Evelyn, I got to tell you something. When somebody calls and the only reason they call is to tell us how much they enjoy listening, that makes the rest of my day. And I don't care how old, how young, how black, how white, how blind, how sighted anybody is. If they want to listen to us and enjoy talking about the same things we do, then they're all welcome. And I'm so happy you called, and that really makes my day.
Well, thank you.
You call any time, and think about that will thing, okay? All right?
Can I ask you one favor?
Sure, you can ask me anything. What?
Okay. I'm an old veteran, and I'd really be happy if people would remember our veterans.
P- people should remember our veterans. Yes. I think we're getting better at that. I think we're getting better, and I think the government's getting worse. I think the government doesn't treat the veterans anywhere nearly with anywhere near the respect they should, and I don't think they provide for them the way they should. I think it ought to be a priority. I don't think it is, and I think, though, that people in general, especially after this whole 9/11 thing, I think people have a lot more respect for veterans. It looks that way anyway.
Yeah, I think so, because I hate to think we would be without them. Yeah.
What did you do in the service, and how long were you in?
I was in the 2 years, and I worked for the dental surgery.
Dental surgery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Evelyn, you call anytime, okay?
Well, thank you, and God bless everybody.
Well, you too. Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
How about Evelyn?
That was very nice.
The best call of the day, and I don't even know what the other calls are yet. We'll take a quick break, and we're coming back. Hey, thank you for being with us, everybody. We know there's a ball game, but you know what? What's the score? Do we know the score?
0-0.
There you go. That's all you need to know. You have the numbers. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, take more calls. If we get to the Burke segment, we get to it. But if we get enough calls, we'll talk to you, because we're thrilled that you're with us today. When you walk in here on a day like today, most radio stations have to be able to wing it with no calls and no listeners. We've never had to worry about that. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker, here are another couple of guys that don't have to worry about the phone ever not ringing, because they do get calls, and the calls come after people visit their website, people who have $25,000 or more. And you folks out there with $25,000 or more, you join Evelyn if you like. When you meet with Mark and Jason, say, I'd like to make provisions to leave those guys on that show some money when I pass away. Well, that would really, wow, that, what a great pleasant surprise that would be, like winning the lottery. Now, if you have $25,000 or more, and maybe it's $50,000, maybe it's $1,000,000, they have those people too. But they try to do the same thing with everybody, whether it's $25,000 or $2.5 million, and that is help you decide what's the smartest thing you can do with that money based on your, you know, level of risk tolerance, based on your lifestyle, based on whether or not you're married or single or widowed, or you have a lot of kids or grandkids, you like to travel, you know, they're going to get a little profile on you, and then that'll help them help you determine what's the best thing to do with your money. Starts with you. You have to call them, set up a meeting. The meeting won't cost you anything. If you like them, great. If you don't, it's a meeting. I think you're going to like them. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. Their website is markandjason.com.
And let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, I think a lot of people are trying to get home to watch some of this ball game, because right now, southbound 270, pretty heavy from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling from Illinois, westbound 64 is slowing between 25th and Baugh Avenue to 5570, and that's because they've got the ramp lane down to one lane. Westbound 70 still looks pretty good as you're leaving downtown. Looks a little busier now as you get around Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Westbound 40, just slow from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. Find huge savings like select models of 15.6-inch Toshiba C-Series touchscreens on rollback for just $399. You save $49. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch. Unless you're in your car in traffic. The Big 550 KTRS and KTVI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
It is unlike anything you've ever seen on our stage. The visuals are astounding. It's a unique way of telling the story.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director at The Rep, previewing the main stage production, Fly.
The celebration of the Tuskegee Airmen, you can't help but be impressed with what these young guys decided to do for this country.
Fly combines live action, video, and the compelling Tap Griot, an innovative dancing storyteller who expresses the feelings the officers cannot.
Not only is this a story about the greatest generation, but for younger people to go say, what am I going to do that's exciting?
Fly, playing at The Rep October 16th through November 10th.
The magnificent experience, opening a pathway for lots of conversation about the history of the airmen and why what they did was so important.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Fly, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
When it comes to protecting your family's assets, experience counts. The Elder and Estate Planning Law Firm specializes in estate planning, Medicaid planning, and elder law. You can trust the Elder and Estate Planning Law Firm for your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, long-term care planning, qualifying for VA benefits, asset protection, and more, all at low flat fee pricing and free initial consultation. The Elder and Estate Planning Law Firm. For more, go to stlelderlaw.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to webstergroves.org.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $139. Pre-finished hardwood from just $159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
The government shutdown, the debt ceiling, volatile stock markets, low interest rates. Are you concerned about preserving your assets and creating an income in these uncertain times?
Hi, this is Laurie and Ken Heisey. At Heisey Advisory Group, we specialize in asset preservation and income planning. Call us today at 314-909-1116 to schedule a no-obligation consultation that will address your concerns. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group, financial security in any economy.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nothing.
Yeah.
We had the bases loaded, but we couldn't handle it. We blew it, so we'll keep you posted on the game. And look at a lot of calls. A lot of good calls. That's a good thing. We're happy to see that. You can join the callers who are already on hold by calling one of these numbers. This is the best one to call right here, 314-969-KTRS, because we have more of those lines. And then we have a line or two that will get you in at 1-888-550-KTRS. We will talk to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Frank. Hi, gang.
Tom, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
You were talking a little bit earlier about the HIPAA, and, you know, a lot of people think that that's very secure, and I think that's a fallacy, and I'll tell you why. I used to date a woman that she worked in a dermatologist's office, and then she worked in an oncologist's office. And I remember her telling me, coming home and telling me that, you know, a guy came in today with jock itch and, you know, that she, when she was in the oncology place, she'd tell me that this woman came in and she was in her, like, late 30s, early 40s, lived a healthy life, didn't smoke, didn't drink, but yet she had rectal cancer and all this stuff.
Yeah, but did she give you did she give you their names? Did she identify these people?
No, but if I would have pressed, I'm sure she would have.
Well, but you don't know. Maybe she'd have said, I'm sorry, I can't tell you their names. I'm just telling you things that happened at work. But, yeah.
I doubt that.
But she didn't break any HIPAA laws. She didn't break any HIPAA laws because she didn't tell you who they were.
No, but in addition to that, Frank, I worked for a short time a second job where I worked a custodial service at an oncology lab. They trained me for 2 hours, and then they gave me the key to the place. Now, if I was some kind of douchebag, they had a whole wall of records there that were just open, weren't under lock and key or nothing. I mean, it was just there, and I'm sure Social Security numbers, whatever was in there, I don't know. But I'm just saying, a lot of people are under this illusion that that stuff is all secure, and it's not. These people that work there that are in admin, they have friends, they have boyfriends, they have family. Who knows what they're doing?
Hey, Tom, I got news for everybody listening. I think you already know this. Nothing is secure. You know, when people worry about somebody getting their Social Security number and all that crap, let me tell you something. There's like 150, and I think the number is 150,000 people who work for the IRS. Do you think that everybody who works for the IRS is a decent, credible, discreet? No,
people absolutely not, Frank. That's why I respect on when you have like a Veterans Day. You're one of the few people that say, "Hey, the guy that's peeling the potatoes, yeah, he's doing a service, but he's not a hero." There's also, at any given time, thousands of court-martials going on in the military. It's such a big, like any big organization, there's a certain amount of free-floating scum going around.
And correct? I will always stand by what I say. When I say that I hear a person go, well, he's a hero because he's in the military, that is the biggest pile of BS. I was in basic training with guys who deliberately, one guy cut his own finger off to get out because he was a pansy and a coward and he didn't want to be in. That guy, while he was serving, was not a hero. And it sickens me that every cop, every soldier is a hero. They're not. They're not. Some of them don't even want to be there.
You're exactly right. I remember reading a World War II dispatch from Eric Severide, and he was a journalist that was
I know who he was.
Over there in Europe.
I know exactly who he was.
Pardon me?
I know exactly who that was.
And I remember him telling a story about the guy from St. Louis that when he was here before the war, he drove a milk truck or a bread truck or something, but he said that the guy had told him, he met him in Germany, and he said he was developing a habit. He said he had killed a German soldier just because he asked for the German soldier's gun, and he wouldn't give it to him. This was after he surrendered. He wouldn't give him the gun, so he just shot him, and he said, I think I'm developing a habit for it. So, like I said, Frank, I respect the fact that you're one of the very few. Nowadays, especially, it seems like these people, oh, this guy peeled a potato in the Army. Bend down. That's not how it should be. So have a good day.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I think actually most people would agree with that. You can't call somebody a hero because they're in the military. It's like any other place of work. We got people that work here. We should be embarrassed they work here. Every business has that. A car wash, an insurance guy, there's that person or two. They're just marking time. And they're probably doing the place more harm than good. And that's in the military, and it's in police forces, and it's in fire departments. It is. It's not most people, but they're in there. So to call everybody a hero is ridiculous. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted to call and let you know how I enjoy your show. I drive around St. Louis all day and part of the evening every day, and I just can't wait till 3 o'clock to come around to listen to you.
Now, do you drive around all day and just because you don't have anything to do, you just drive
yeah,
around?
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, is that
I just waste gas.
Or is that your job? I'm guessing that's your job.
That's my job. Yeah, I drive for a living.
What do you do that you drive for a living?
I am a repossession agent, actually.
Ooh.
Ah.
So you're the guy. You're that guy that comes to my house when I'm asleep and I hear my car start and I look out the window and you're driving it away.
Yeah, that's probably it. You never know.
Hey, can I? You want to hear a great repossession story?
Yeah, sure.
When Dan will know who I'm talking about. Dan and I worked years ago at a radio station, and it was a country music station. And the guy who ran the place was a scumbag, but we really liked him because he was proud that he was a scumbag. He didn't hide it. He wasn't a hypocrite, and he was just not a nice guy. And he didn't pay his bills. And we had a station vehicle. It was a Ford van. It's like a van or an SUV. Wow. And he was 3 or 4 months back on payments. And so, you know, he comes in from lunch one day, and the secretary, and I was standing there when she said it, she said, I won't mention his name, but she said, you know, the dealership called, and they said they're going to have to repossess the station van because you're so far back on payments. And his exact words were, he laughed, and he said, well, good luck coming to get it because I've got the keys. Well, guess what? The next day, he goes out on a business call or for lunch, and they came and got it, and they dumped all the stuff that was in the van in the lobby of the radio station. And he comes in, and the secretary says, well, you may have had the keys, but they've got the van. They came and got it. And he just laughed again. He said, well, call. And he told her a dealer to call and says, let's see if we can get another one. I mean, it's just, I thought it was hysterical that he thought for some reason nobody could start that thing except with the keys he had.
Have you had somebody come out with a gun saying, get away from my car?
No, I haven't had any guns yet, thankfully, but... Yeah, I mean, I get some confrontations, you know.
I'm sure you do.
That's why it's always nice to hear you guys around 3 o'clock, because sometimes my days aren't, I don't always, you know, people aren't always glad to see me.
Well, no kidding. I imagine that's true. Well, we're glad to have you, Rich. Thank you for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Rich going around taking cars from people who shouldn't have them.
I wonder how that works, though, if somebody knows they're behind, and let's say in the driveway, they always have another car, you know, like it's a multiple car household. If they always have that car parked behind that car, you know, where
locked,
you can't get,
so
yeah,
they can't
I
get it.
I wonder.
Well, that's what I'd do. If I thought they were going to come to get it, I'd put it in a position where they couldn't get to it. That's a great idea.
Hide it in the garage or something, or hide it somewhere.
Yeah, so they can't get in the garage.
I guess they're not allowed to open a garage.
No, they can't.
But you know what? These guys are smart. They know you'll catch. You go to the grocery store. You can come out of the grocery store one day, your car's going to be gone.
They'll track you. Yeah.
They'll find you. Hey, we have to take a quick break, or we're going to get way behind here. But thank you for the go. We have more to come. And, ooh, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be here about 4:15 to talk to you about your pets. So free, great free veterinary advice. So be poised and ready to call for that. Had a nice dinner last night with Tom Price and his wife Candy. That's her name, Candy. It's her real name. As in Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And I'd like to share with you now an embarrassing statement made by my wife. The four of us were at dinner last night, and we started talking about the laws and government and power and how a few people in power kind of control everything we do. And the powerful and wealthy people eventually get what they want, no matter what the people say. And I used gambling as a good example. I said, you know, we voted no, 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 no. To gambling, and then what, we got 8 casinos now?
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter what the people wanted. And my wife says, and again, I always like to preface this by saying, if this is not exactly what she said, if I'm exaggerating in any way, I want a bolt of lightning to split my scrotum in half and spill my testicles out onto the floor. That's how true this is. She says, well, yeah, they're powerful. They just hard-arm people.
Hard-arm?
And, of course, I said, they what? She said, hard-arm. I said, you mean they strong-arm people? Yeah, she says, you know what I meant. And Tom's wife says, I knew what she meant. She jumps into the fiddle. Oh, yeah. I knew what she meant.
She's helping her.
They hard arm them.
Yeah. Hard arm.
Thompson Price, nice guy.
He doesn't hard arm anybody.
He doesn't. No, you know what? No. Let me tell you something. If you call them out and say, look at Mike, he won't hard arm you. In fact, that ought to be on his business card. We don't hard arm our customers. They're not going to put the hard arm on you. They will show you their ideas and what they're capable of doing. You'll see it in their showroom. You'll see it on their website. And then you'll make the decision. Not from any hard arming, whether or not you want Thompson Price to do your kitchen, your bath. And if you want it done right, that's probably who you're going to pick if you want your money's worth. And if you're ready to literally do it first class, make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we just got word of a new accident. It's on eastbound 70 just before the King Bridge that has the two right lanes blocked, and traffic starting to back up behind that. Earlier accident has been cleared eastbound 40 at Big Bend. You've got a stall on southbound 270 at Graboy. And right now, you've got the Martin Luther King Bridge westbound lanes are shut down from 5570 to the Missouri side until 5 o'clock as they do some road construction. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. When dinner sneaks up on you, get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Effortless meals. Love that Walmart price. Smile because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local, talk. What the heck does that mean to you? That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. That's why we're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
think we all just heard this song all ago. Somebody made a mistake. Go ahead, tell them who it was, Pia.
Well,
don't just say it was me.
CD player over
it's
here.
It's a CD player.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid thing.
Yeah. I have 1 minute, a minute and a half to talk to John. John, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank. I just want to let us know that I was part of the Arbitron radio survey back in, I believe this is either May or June.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, KTRS was my station between 3 and 6 every weekday. Mm-hmm.
What form was that in, your participation?
How do you mean?
What did you do? Did you fill out something? Did you?
Yeah, I filled out a little folder. They sent me a little diary to keep for a week's time.
That's not Arbitron.
It's not arbitrary.
No, they don't do a week at a time. They do a month, 2, 3, 6 months, and they do it with meters now, electronic meters. So, see, that again, that's not the ratings that people buy radio on. But I appreciate that you put us down. It probably will do us no good, but I'm glad you did it.
All right?
All right, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people think they're taking part in the rating system that is the Bible, that is the only system used, unfortunately, when they're taking part in independent radio surveys that are done by phone or they're just a simple form. And no, if it's Arbitron, if it's that piece of crap, it goes on for weeks, even months. And it's when you participate, what you're doing is you're representing about 10,000 people. That's how ridiculous it is. If you say you listen to whatever station, well, they just take that and go, well, 10,000 people are listening then. You're supposed to be representing that many people. One of these days, somebody's going to come out with a real accurate way to let people know who's listening to what, because we don't have a clue how many people are listening. But you know what? We got enough people to support our advertisers and make them happy, and that's what matters. Like American Equity Mortgage for 21 years, 52 weeks a year on this station. The longest running advertiser we have. American Equity Mortgage has done a real good job, I think, of educating people without making them feel stupid, because the truth is, if you have less than perfect credit, it doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you're average. Most people do not have perfect credit. Things happen. It's almost impossible to have perfect credit the way the system is set up, but they've done a good job of, you know, not making you feel ashamed or stupid, but letting you know, hey, you're not the first to do this, but don't be one of those people that continues to throw good money after bad. Get out, for example, of that credit card debt, and they'll show you how. If you're a homeowner, if you want to be a homeowner, then they'll show you how that whole mortgage thing will work. So they'll take care of you there too. AmericanEquity.com is the website, or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. Dr. Doug's coming. 4 o'clock.